Let's get some final thoughts. We saw the first day of defensive players. The D-line clearly lived up to the hype. Linebackers, we really don't know what we have there, okay? But your thoughts, what do you want to take away from today, Akbar?
Well, I'll take away two things. One is the actual performance of Xavier Gooden. I mean, from Missouri, the linebacker, I was really impressed. I know there are a lot of people out there who are concerned about, you know, his movement, his lateral movement. Yes, he ran a good 40, but what about his lateral? Well, he went out there and he absolutely owned the drills out there on the back drills, showing that he can be that type of guy. And when you watch him, especially at the Senior Bowl, when I watch him at practice, not necessarily the game, the practice, you saw the first day it was a little rough for him, and then he turned around in the second and third day of practice, and he really just became a player. You got to remember, he's a converted guy, came down from safety to play linebacker, and he's showing that he has that IQ awareness. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've watched him on film, and I was really anxious to see him in person because on film, I didn't know an awful lot about him other than I knew the name. And on film, he plays really fast.
Yeah,
I made a note that I really wanted to see this kid, and I was really happy to see just what you said. He killed it out here. He just looked faster than a lot of the other linebackers.
Yes,
and it'll be interesting in today's NFL because he's not a run defender. You know, although this whole idea of taking on blocks now means nothing in the NFL and is overrated, but it'll be interesting to me to see where he's drafted because he can step right in, he can play pass defense, he can cover man-to-man against faster players.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say one other thing. I mean, outside of Xavier was, you know, I guess transition to defensive tackle. And I don't know if we mentioned his name enough, but Sheldon Richardson.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you go back to the film against Alabama when he really just destroyed Alabama's line, 14 tackles, one sack, but he showed up very well. And you think about what Philly did today with the
releasing Colin Jenkins.
Releasing Colin Jenkins. It makes you go, is he a good fit for that pick for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, let's also talk about a position near and dear to your heart.
Oh, yes.
Some of the edge guys, a guy you're loving, Ezekiel Ansah from Brigham Young University. Also, Deion Jordan just came up here and ripped it up.
Yeah, Deion Jordan was the one that I thought was highlighted to me as the best one because he showed that not only does he have the awareness, I was talking to him a little bit on the sideline, and him playing wide receiver really gives him the ability to understand what the offense is trying to do to them. And he said that, he said, you know what, I knew what we was trying to do to the defense, but I never knew from the other side what the defense was trying to do to us. And now that he's on the other side, he has a full understanding of it. And that's the biggest thing for a defensive lineman when you're trying to get him to be a hybrid guy is, does he understand concepts? And that was one of the hardest things for me, is understanding the concept.
To me, he's the most intriguing defensive player at the combine, just like Tavon Austin may have been the most intriguing offensive player. Deion Jordan, and we talked about this with Scott Pioli, at his size, his movement, his flexibility, he is not a stiff kid.
Oh, no.
At his size, I just don't see many guys like that anywhere. Right. And it would not surprise me, as I said to Scott, that he'll get into the top 10. I really believe that because I think as people do more and more work on this kid and see the way he moves, he does have the ability to bend. I think that he's going to be one of the most interesting and intriguing players in the next 2 months.
And I'll tell you why, too, because everybody was high on DeMontre Moore, but I'm going to be honest. He did not come to the combine ready.
Totally
agree.
You talk
about 12 repetitions.
Yes.
I could do that right now, and I haven't lifted weights in over 4 years. And I'm telling you that this just moved Deion Jordan into that conversation. Then he comes out, DeMontre Moore comes out from Texas A&M and runs a 4.87. That's not a fast enough time when you're talking about being an edge rusher. So Deion Jordan just made his value go right up the roof.
And he came out and he competed hurt. He's going to have surgery on that torn labrum in his shoulder on Wednesday. Once that heals, the timing of it, here's how smart him and his people are. He's going to be ready for training camp. Okay, he's going to be ready in time to strengthen, to get in shape, and to be ready to come out and play. He came out here and competed. I think people like seeing the fact that he competed hurt.
Testinal fortitude is what that shows.
That's, you know, look, and he came out and he did everything, you know, that he wanted to do. All right, let's also talk about your guy, the edge rusher,
yes.
D lineman from UCLA, Dayton Jones. Yeah.
Dayton Jones is just an explosive, versatile defensive lineman. He can play the three technique. He can play a tight three. He can play the five. He can even stand up if he wanted to. And you saw that he was really anxious saying that he wanted to. But, you know, not only is just his linear speed, but his lateral speed too, which suggests that when you're bringing him in on those TE stunts and those ET stunts, that means he can get a lot of pressure and a lot of movement. But he showed off today. I mean,
Dayton
Jones.
This is pretty good right here.
I'll tell you, you know, when you talk about an Atlanta Falcons sitting there at the bottom of the first round and they're looking for somebody to replace a John
Abraham. This is it right here. You're talking about Dayton Jones. Now, his name hasn't been in the conversation in the first round, Greg, but I'll tell you,
it will.
He should be in the first round.
And here's why it will be when all's said and done. Position versatility. More and more teams now are multiple with their fronts.
Sure.
This whole idea of 3-4, 4-3, those are just names. Most good defenses now are very versatile with their fronts and how they use people. I think Dayton Jones can play 3-4 positions on your defensive line.